See you in Seattle. See you at the fair.
Meet Me at the Fair was produced by 8th graders from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, Washington, in celebration of the 1962 Seattle World's Fair.
In 1957, humans took their first small steps into exploring the wonders of space. The Soviet Union, arch rival to the United States, launched into orbit the very first artificial satellite, Sputnik. Not to be outdone, the U.S. responded by pumping millions of dollars into the newly created NASA, building up its own space explorations. Back on the ground, Merle Hanley remembers how the U.S.-Soviet space race took shape at the 1962 World's Fair in Seattle.
The American people were really depressed about the beginning of the space age there because the Russians had launched Sputnik and beat us into space.
The idea of a space age dominated the 1962 fair in Seattle. The spaceship-inspired Space Needle towered over the 74-acre site at the foot of the Queen Anne neighborhood, close to where Hanley lived. He recalls one space-age creation, the Bubbleator, a rather unusual elevator.
It had a big bubble shape over the whole thing. It looked like somebody had put a balloon over it and pumped it up with air. And that's what it's supposed to be resembling an elevator that went right up into space, I think. Yeah.
The Russian and American astronauts created lots of interest among fairgoers.
So the second person to orbit the Earth was a German Titov, who was the Soviet astronaut, and he was at the fair, and they say he was surrounded by KGB guards all around him.
With the U.S. space program blasting off to compete with the Russians, it was only natural that the American public wanted to know more about their own astronauts.
John Glenn was the first American astronaut to orbit the Earth. And so he became very famous, and he came out to the fair and he saw the fair.
50 years after the Seattle World's Fair, the Space Needle, a symbol of space exploration, still dominates the site, a reminder about the public fascination with space travel.
There were 400,000 people working on this program throughout the United States. So, and Boeing in Seattle here was active in that too. So there was a lot of enthusiasm for space, but specifically related to the fair, there was some relationship there, but probably not as much as we'd like to have seen looking back at it.
But Hanley agrees with others who think that the Century 21 Exposition of 1962 did make Seattle more visible, not from outer space, but from the rest of the country and the world.
See you at the fair.
Meet Me at the Fair is a Jack Straw production. This segment was produced by Ivan Cruz, Madison Murphy, Ellen Tresker, and Kyle Flora. 8th grade students from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions. Special thanks to HistoryLink staff historians Paula Becker and Alan Stein, interview guest Merle Hanley, For Culture and the Washington State Arts Commission, and the Seattle Center Foundation. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org.